Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, you know, a lot of people probably going to a doctor today for one reason or another. And if you have a great doctor and somebody used to, that's fantastic. But if you ever go in for an appointment somewhere and that person all of a sudden knows you and it's kind of a personal thing going on.
We were talking about this off the air a couple days ago. So John had gone for a colonoscopy on Monday.
Lucky him.
And there was this girl, a nurse, and I was like, man, she looks familiar. Oh, it's John's cousin.
So she was working there.
She was working there. And I said, wait, was she your nurse? And he said, no, thank God. And I was telling you that story. And you were surprised at his relief. Because you said you would actually prefer a family member do a procedure on you.
Yeah, if I know the person, I feel more comfortable than not knowing it. Because I've had it happen to, well, I had a colonoscopy a few years ago. You know, when you work at a radio station, a lot of people put two and two together because, you know, doc is not my real name. But, oh, wait a minute, your voice, oh, I know who you are, as you're laying sideways on this table about to be put under. And then it happened to me. Here's the real embarrassing one.
Okay.
I get embarrassed telling this story, but Freddie, you'll appreciate
this.
It's
my favorite.
So before Sean was born, we were trying for a very long time to have a child.
Well, man, it paid off.
Yeah.
No, it did. You have a child.
So I ended up going to the doctor who was trying to figure out what's going on there. So I needed an ultrasound down there to figure out everything's going. Here I am at Geisinger, Wyoming Valley. And the lady that's doing it to me is talking in the same deal. She goes, I know you. You're Doc Medic.
She said, I could tell by all the Irish jokes you make. You aren't kidding.
Taking the high road on this, dude.
All right. Good boy. Thank you so much. But yeah, I mean, it was the same deal. It was you get in there and you're like, oh, you know, nobody's going to know me. This is fun. Because it's embarrassing enough that you have to get that done. And of course, then you're in there and then you realize who you are and I want to talk about the radio station. It's not a good feeling. I don't know. Happened to you in the delivery room.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they like do things and you're naked. And the nurse was like, oh, wait a minute. You work for Froggy? Tell me about it. And I'm like, oh my God. As her hand was.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So has it happened to you where you're. It's usually going to happen on a medical procedure or something where you get in the room and then somebody realizes they know you. Has it happened to you yet?
Yeah, but before I was in radio, it happened when I was in a situation, we'll say, I'm just going to keep it at that, at a situation which was bad enough because my father's the one that brought me with my current girlfriend and the nurse that was assisting while my pride is popping through a little slit in a little blanket or something like that to be looked at for an investigation. It was a girl, it was a mother of a girl I used to date. That was in there assembling the situation. Yeah. So that was before radio. And she didn't realize it was me until she walked in with her pristine little clean white uniform on and her big stupid smiley face, her over makeup eyes and all that crap with her stupid eyeshadow, 1974 and like 1987, whatever the hell.
He remembers it all back
then. Yeah, I do remember it all. It was pretty traumatic at the CMC.
So we want to know, has it happened to you?
Horrible.
Have you got into...
thanks for bringing it up, medic.
Get a medical procedure done and then all of a sudden you're spotted and people realize who you are.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.